So just to finish out here and also finish out on triple negative disease, you have always had this interest and love, I think, of capecitabine, and it's benefited patients so much over the years. We've talked about various combinations. You have this 30-year-old patient who got another capecitabine combination with eribulin. I was really curious about that combination in this patient. Any comments?
Well, in general, about the doublet of eribulin and capecitabine, KRYS12 did a phase two and published it, and it's a well-tolerated combination, as you'd expect with a microtubule inhibitor plus capecitabine. You'd expect it. So it's very active. It was in anthracycline and taxane pretreated patients. It had the same 42% response rate that you're going to see with taxane capecitabine. So for a patient that has very aggressive disease that's been refractory to ACT, as my young patient was, and I wanted a combination for this young patient because she had not done well. I'd given her AC, I'd given her taxane, I gave her carboplatin, all preoperatively, and she didn't really respond well to it. And she had residual disease, substantial residual disease at mastectomy, and it was sarcomatoid. It was a sarcomatous metaplastic residual disease. And then she recurred like 9 months later. She recurred in her liver with pain in her liver, brought her to the emergency room, and she had a 7-centimeter mass in her liver. And then there was a question of something in her lung, and it happened so quickly. So I said to myself, what do I know about non-cross resistance to ACT? And the answer is I have high-level evidence for capecitabine, and I have high-level evidence for eribulin. So I put the two together for her, because she really hadn't done well already with four chemotherapy drugs. So that's why I gave her a doublet. Plus the fact she was in pain with this liver disease, and she went from 7 centimeters down to 1 millimeter. But you could still see it on the CT of her liver. MRI showed nothing else of the liver. The lung turned out to be a red herring. And so, of course, with a solitary liver met, you want to be thinking about resection anyway. But I was just waiting to see the response to the therapy. And then the surgeon went in and resected the residual disease. And the residual disease was triple negative and had a Ki-67 of 40%. The stuff was still viable. And then I kept her on eribulin and capecitabine. The interesting thing, Neil, about this young woman, I am not kidding. Zero toxicity. She lost not one hair. She didn't lower her white blood cells at all. She never missed a menstrual period. She had zero neuropathy. I mean, this was unreal. But then she came crying to me about probably a year and a half ago now. She was crying. She said, I want to have a second child. I want off the chemotherapy. So we stopped it. And she became pregnant. Unfortunately, she miscarried the child. But she's been off of all treatment now for about a year and a half, and she's
Wow.
been NED, basically.
Wow. Wow. Talk about amazing responders.
Yes, and you know, when I look at her next-gen sequencing, she does not have a germline mutation. She was very young at presentation. She does have a family history, but she had multiple amplicons in the PI3 kinase pathway, multiple, which probably explains why she was resistant to all those standard drugs that we give, particularly DNA damaging agents. But the eribulin, you know, that works.